When a child develops cerebral palsy, a doctor often gets sued. Such suits are one reason insurance companies charge obstetricians so much for malpractice coverage. Doctors have assumed that brain injuries in babies are usually caused by problems at the time of delivery. A new report, endorsed by doctors and the government, challenges that assumption. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
Medical researchers have made a connection between brain injuries and events occurring at birth for more than a century. Dr. Gary Hankins, who led the task force that wrote the new report, says the idea goes back to a British doctor in the 1860s named William John Little.
Little, at the time, was seeing a group of children in his practice, and he attributed the birth injuries, which were what today would be known as cerebral palsy, to issues with birth.
Like not getting enough oxygen during delivery. Hankins, who teaches at the University of Texas in Galveston, says such problems were far more common in the days before fetal monitors and probably did account for many cases of cerebral palsy.
Regrettably, though, over the next many decades, it was assumed incorrectly that the majority of, if you will, bad babies and long-term neurologic injuries to babies occurred during the 24 hours that surrounds the labor and delivery process.
The new report reaches a very different conclusion. The authors took a much harder look at what happened during difficult births. They found that events around delivery were very rarely the sole cause of a brain injury and contributed to an injury in only about a quarter of cases. Hankins says research shows that most neurological damage comes from problems occurring earlier in pregnancy.
Thyroid disease in the mother, infections in the mother, both bacterial and viral. Thrombophilias, meaning abnormal clotting conditions in the mom that the fetus may also have, can cause abnormal clotting in the placenta.
But many doctors haven't taken these factors into account. So medical charts have continued to blame events at birth when a newborn shows up with signs of brain injury. And that's one reason there have been so many lawsuits against obstetricians. Arthur Levin, who directs the nonprofit Center for Medical Consumers in New York, says the new report could head off some of these suits.
I think this turns everything on its ear and very much makes us, or should make us, focus on a discussion of how then do we take care of these children, provide them with the resources they need, support the families, when the tort system is not going to be the avenue of redress anymore.
Levin says the report needs careful scrutiny because it was issued in part by a group representing obstetricians. But he's impressed that it already carries endorsements from two government agencies, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and a branch of the National Institutes of Health.
I would hope that rather than letting this sort of degenerate into a shouting match between folks who favor the tort system and doctors who hate it, that we would really see that this is an opportunity to put the kids first and figure out how can we do right by them.
Levin thinks the best solution is a no-fault insurance system that would pay the medical bills of all children born with brain damage. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.